Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 16, 7:15 America, New York. British inflation climbs to 5.5%, highest in 30 years. The higher-than-expected reading has increased speculation that the Bank of England could raise rates again as soon as next month. February 16, 7 o'clock America, New York. USD, CAD price outlook, sinking lower ahead of important risk events. USD, CAD traders are in for a potentially volatile session ahead with the release of a couple of high-importance data points and the latest FOMC minutes. February 16, 6:59 America, New York, UK inflation climbs to 5.5%, highest in 30 years. The higher-than-expected reading has increased speculation that the Bank of England could raise rates again as soon as next month. Shoppers checking out at a supermarket in Walthamstow, in East London. February 16, 6:57 America, New York, Roblox, Nvidia, Airbnb, ViacomCBS. What to watch when the stock market opens today. Roblox's quarterly results came in below forecasts. Earnings are due from Nvidia after the close. February 16, 6:50 America, New York, the world's most valuable life insurer could soon be Indian. Enthusiasm for shares of India's new, recently listed technology companies is fizzling out. An old state-owned insurance behemoth is trying to position itself as a more sturdy offering in its coming record listing. February 16, 6:30 America, New York, raising rates in Europe isn't as simple as it sounds. A sell-off in southern European debt could make it harder for the European Central Bank to tighten monetary policy, giving the US dollar a tailwind. February 16, 6:15 America, New York, emerging market debt, high yields could climb even higher yet. With several interest rate rises expected soon, best to wait before trying to bottom fish. February 16, 6 o'clock America, New York, a reopening Australia encourages travelers to come take a long vacation. The government's tourism department aims to draw tourists back in by asking them to think of going on a big vacation, as the country is set to reopen its borders in a few weeks. February 16, 6 o'clock America, New York, lawmakers seek tougher online safety standards for children. Social media companies would be held responsible for harm they cause to children under bipartisan legislation being introduced Wednesday. February 16, 5:45 America, New York, BTS returns from break with first South Korean concerts since 2019. The K-pop band's return to action comes as South Korea faces its largest COVID-19 outbreak of the pandemic, which prompted the State Department to advise Americans not to travel to the country. February 16, 5:33 America, New York, fintech CEOs discuss growth hacks for Asia. Fintech and digital bank founders and CEOs entering new markets discuss the trade-offs of growth. The post-fintech CEOs discuss growth hacks for Asia appeared first on digital finance. February 16, 5:30 America, New York, retail sales to show consumer appetite for spending amid high inflation. Economists expect vehicle purchases dominated consumer spending at start of year. February 16, 5:30 America, New York, Japan's stock market plans revamped to draw more investors. The Tokyo Stock Exchange recently unveiled its biggest overhaul in 60 years that includes tougher standards for its top tier, but some foreign investors say the real problem is the entire edifice of corporate management in the country. February 16, 5:30 America, New York, USD, ZAR price forecast, lower saw CPI and commodity prices. The RAND struggles to capitalize on a softer dollar as lower CPI figures and softer SAR-linked commodity prices fail to boost the RAND. February 16, 5:30 America, New York, BioNTech unveils mobile vaccine factories for developing world. The COVID-19 vaccine production units, encased in shipping containers, will operate on a not-for-profit basis in developing countries and can produce around 50 million doses a year. February 16, 5 o'clock America, New York, Biden administration says China failed trade commitments. In a new report, the administration detailed China's violations of promises made both to the World Trade Organization and under a 2020 trade deal with the U.S. shipping containers at the Port of Oakland in California, one of the main ports for receiving Chinese imports. February 16, 5 o'clock America, New York, tech companies face a fresh crisis, hiring. Recruiters in tech are desperate for workers. But candidates are the ones who hold all the power. February 16, 5 o'clock America, New York, the great resignation comes for the C-suite. At the highest levels of corporate America, top executives are reassessing the role of work in their lives, stepping back and walking away. Sanjay Poonen read the Bible on an app in his backyard in Los Altos, California, after leaving his executive position at a tech firm. February 16, 5 o'clock America, New York, being a flight attendant was a dream job. Now it's a nightmare. How defiant COVID-era customers turned a dream job, flight attendant, into a total nightmare. February 16, 5 o'clock America, New York, Argentina's president struggles to sell IMF deal to a skeptical Congress. Alberto Fernandez has just weeks to convince lawmakers to sign on to the restructuring of $44.5 billion in debt. February 16, 5 o'clock America, New York, Japan's unions are built around men. Can a female leader change that? To attract working women, the once mighty Japanese labor movement must prove it can be a strong ally on issues like child care and sexual harassment. Tomoko Yoshino became the first female president of the Japanese Trade Union Confederation, known as RENGO, in October. February 16, 4:31 America, New York, Boohoo ad banned by regulator for objectifying women. The Advertising Standards Authority said the retailer's advert was irresponsible and likely to cause offense. February 16, 4 o'clock America, New York, Euro forecast, USD bid ahead of FOMC. USD hits its stride to the upside after Russian de-escalation, while hawkish comments by the ECB's Villeroy adds to Euro strength. Upcoming FOMC in focus. February 16, 3:39 America, New York, stock futures edge up as investors seek clarity on Ukraine. U.S. stock futures edged up after major Wall Street indexes snapped a three-day losing streak as investors cautiously monitored the situation on the Ukrainian border. February 16, 2:51 America, New York, Progressa after 20 years. Remember the Mexican cash transfer program, sometimes used to support education? Some new results are in, and the program is looking pretty good. In 1997, the Mexican government designed the conditional cash transfer program Progressa, which became the